Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Talk about economic indicators. The Ford Motor Company reported this morning it made nearly $1 billion in the third quarter.
Is it appropriate for me to say woohoo?
Well, if you have Ford stock, I would say sure.
Don't.
It's Ford's first quarter in the black in North America since the first quarter of 2005. Nick Bunkley, New York Times automotive reporter, joins us from Detroit. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Now, Ford says it expects to be solidly profitable by 2011. I mean, if I had made $1 billion in a quarter, I would feel pretty solidly profitable. What's solidly mean?
You're right. I mean, this has already been a really good year for Ford, especially relative to their recent performance. And up until today, they'd been saying they hope to basically break even or start earning a profit within a couple of years here by 2011. And now they say they plan to be solidly profitable by then, which, as you see, they are already looking fairly profitable now, although it's likely that there'll be some maybe some bumps along the way between now and 2011, not necessarily that they'll continue to be looking like this every quarter through then.
Well, if you've been watching the baseball playoffs, Ford's ad campaign for its latest models and its latest approach to consumers is all over the airwaves. Are sales justifying these profit numbers, or are we looking mostly at cost cutting?
Well, a lot of it is definitely cost cutting. They've gotten rid of a lot of jobs, especially here in the United States, over the last few years. But their sales are certainly doing better, especially compared to some of their competitors. They're not really higher because the entire market is still really low compared to just a couple of years ago. But they're doing the best out of any of the six largest automakers, including the Japanese ones, so far this year.
Let's talk a little strategy and timing in the few seconds before we go, Nick. Ford benefited from having taken out a credit line before the recession hit, and that was partly the reason why it was able to weather the storm that took in General Motors and Chrysler. Who does Ford have to pay back to get out of its enormous debt load? And is the message of their profits mostly for them or mostly for consumers?
Borrowing of $23.5 billion back in 2006 was one of those things that at the time we thought it made them look like they were in such terrible shape, and it turned out to be such a good thing for them, considering what happened to the markets since then. And so they do owe all that money that they need to pay back to a number of different lenders. But certainly, if they continue to perform like this, they'll be able to chip away at that, and eventually get back to the point where, when they're profitable, it all goes to their bottom line and can eventually go back to some of their employees and the people that have given up things.
Right, Nick, but are they a different company today than when they took that loan out? Have they changed their strategy? Are they fundamentally a different Ford Motor Company?
I would say they're very different than they were at that time. Alan Mulally was the new CEO at that time, and he's certainly proven to make some considerable changes there that they had been struggling to make, and that GM and Chrysler still are struggling to make in a lot of cases.
And will be struggling for decades to make. Nick Bunkley, New York Times automotive reporter. We got to get Mulally back on the show, Nick. Can you help us with that?
I don't know about that. If you get him on there, I'd like to talk to him.
All right. We'll all talk to him. Nick Bunkley, New York Times automotive reporter, speaking to us from Detroit.